Brett Hollander back on Sportsline on WBAL and WBAL.com. We're counting down our 12-12 and reminiscing on the sensational year in Baltimore sports, and I do mean sensational, and not just for the two pro sports teams here in Charm City, but for our athletes representing us everywhere. Who became the most decorated Olympian ever this past summer in London? A Baltimorean. The Baltimore Bullet, they call him, Michael Phelps, 22 medals now, 18 golds, and a ho-hum AP Male Athlete of the Year in the United States. Our own Scott Wyckoff goes back and reviews Phelps at the Olympic Games in his career and just his overall Olympic dominance.
Michael Phelps, modern sea myth in the making, the enormous expectations he carries here.
This is where it all begins for Michael Phelps. Michael Phelps about ready to get his first Olympic medal. It's going to be gold, and it's going to be a new world record. Bronze for the Americans in the 4x100 free. Phelps gets the bronze. No one is going to deny him Olympic gold here. Michael Phelps with his second gold medal and a new Olympic record.
Ian Thorpe just put his legs into it.
8 meters left. Keller's going to hold on for the gold. Another goal for Michael Phelps. 6 for 6 in these games and medals. Did Phelps make the final search to the wall here? I don't believe he will. Yes, he does! Unbelievable how he snuck in! Michael Phelps once again making it look easy. Is it going to be a world record? Yes! Not only with Olympic gold, but with world records in each and every one of them. The boy wonder, Michael Phelps, his sixth Olympic gold here at these games. Cabbage has the lead.
Here he comes.
I don't know if he's going to catch him.
He gets it done again.
He did it.
He gets it done again.
Phelps, career medal number 17, one away from Larissa Latinina's career record.
5 meters left, and Phelps is going to just be out touched by Leclerc. And Phelps is going to cruise into the wall with Olympic gold. Number 19. No one has won more. And that is the kind of feat that just may never be surpassed.
WBAL Scott Wyckoff, great job putting all that together. A lot of highlights from the brilliant Olympic career of Michael Phelps. From Phelps to the first Orioles playoff game since 1997, the Orioles advanced to the postseason as the wild card winner, one of two this year in the new format. They played the role of the surprise gritty underdog all season long, and in the first playoff game, it was no different. They had to beat Josh Hamilton and the two-time defending AL champion Texas Rangers. Baltimore was on the road in Arlington, Texas. The Rangers had the $100 million import pitcher, the hard-throwing Yu Darvish on the bump, a flamethrower indeed against the slower-tossing journeyman southpaw Joe Saunders. On paper, it did not look good for the Orioles, but as they did all year, they shocked the baseball world, and the Orioles won that night 5-1 to advance to the American League Division Series. I had the dream responsibility of hosting the postgame show, a special edition that night of Sportsline, right here on WBAL, the flagship home for the Baltimore Orioles, a show I've been waiting a long time to share with you. Here's how we opened it.
5-1 Baltimore, two outs, bases loaded. And Johnson delivers. Murphy sends a fly ball toward left center. That should do it. McLouth is there. Under it now, makes the catch. And for the Orioles, there will be at least two games to be played yet at Oriole Park at Camden Yards. They're in the win column, and we'll see you at Camden Yards on Sunday evening. The Yankees are coming to town.
I'm coming home. I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm coming home. Let the rain wash away all the pain of yesterday.
A show 15 years in the making. If I talk fast, forgive me. If my voice cracks, forgive me. I am one happy customer on this night, as many of you. The Orioles moving on the postseason. Their first postseason victory in 15 years. And welcome to a very special post-Orioles game edition of Sportsline here on WBAL. Congratulations, all Baltimore. You deserved it. This is your reward as the Orioles are indeed coming home to face the New York Yankees and Baltimore, Maryland on Sunday night in our own baseball park here in Baltimore. And the phone lines are open, 410-467-WBAL, 410-467-WBAL. This is a celebratory show. The Orioles have just knocked off the two-time defending pennant-winning Texas Rangers. They continue to shock pretty much everybody in the baseball world. And let me just say this. I don't think the baseball world knows, and America knows, what's in store come Sunday night here in Baltimore. Yeah, that's true. What a night. We took calls into the morning hours. Fun times indeed. But that meant there would be more playoff baseball, and it would return to downtown Baltimore. The first playoffs of another kind on the gridiron in downtown Baltimore. This was our second biggest moment. The Ravens, after a bye week, hosted the Houston Texans in the divisional round of the NFL's postseason. After all these postseason games, it was the first home game in the Harbaugh-Flacco-Rice era, just the fourth in franchise history. So, yes, a very big deal. The Ravens got it done largely because of their D on this day, but the offense did their part too.
Backs in the eye. Leach in front of Rice. Torrey Smith left. Anquan Boldin right. Flacco to throw. Firing far side end zone. Boldin has it. Touchdown, Ravens. Anquan Boldin on the reception. And the Ravens strike for a second time in the end zone.
Rookie third-string quarterback T.J. Yates hung around in this one. But finally, the Ravens put Houston away.
7-point Raven lead. Yates to throw out of the shotgun. Waits for the snap. I'll presume he'll throw. And he will. Takes the snap. Steps up. Lofts the ball, far sideline, looking for Andre Johnson, and it is intercepted at the goal line by Ed Reed! And with 1:51 left to play, the Ravens come up with their fourth turnover and put the hay in the barn!
It was on to the AFC Championship game for the Ravens on January 15th of this year. They would lose to the Patriots 7 days later. And now it's time for us to reveal our top play or moment or story on our countdown. And yes, the Orioles and Yankees played a five-game ALDS, a terrific series. It looked like a heavyweight fight to me. After 23 games, including the regular season and the postseason, the Yankees finally beat Baltimore 12-11 this year. It was a great series, and the Orioles fell just short in the Bronx. But the story and the moment to me was Game 2. After a tough Game 1 loss, where a lengthy rain delay didn't dampen the spirit of Baltimore sports fans and their mood at all. They've been waiting for this one for a long, long time. Game 2, the Orioles would bounce back, and they won a home playoff game in front of nearly 49,000 at Oriole Park at Camden Yards, and it was loud.
And Johnson is ready, into his motion, and delivers. Sinker, swing and a miss, struck him out, ball game over. Jim Johnson, redemption. He gets him 1-2-3, and he ends it with a strikeout of Alex Rodriguez. And the 2012 Divisional Series is all tied up. And now let's go have some fun in Fun City. And the Orioles in the win column tonight.
The great Joe Angel with the call, as heard right here on WBAL. Perhaps the moment I will take away from all the time this past year and all the moments, the Orioles beat the Yankees in a home playoff game. Specifically, what was so special? Yeah, the win was nice and all of that, but it was the fans. It was a crowd. It was like a dream, some sort of deja vu moment of something I experienced once before, but it had been a long, long while. I talked about that with Adam Jones after the game about the crowd.
I think that was unbelievable. I don't know the last time, though. I'm sure 97 was the last home playoff win. You know, everything's is since 97, but I think for the fans here that you waving them white towels, it was, like I said last night, I tweeted after the game last night that was one of the best feelings I've ever had, doing a national anthem, just the whole entire game. And tonight, I think to close it out with a win is even better than last night.
Now, again, the Orioles fell to CC Sabathia in Game 5. They lost to him twice in the five-game set. But the effort from this club, the surprise nature of it all, it will be something we won't soon forget because it was something so utterly different and surprising. As a whole, the Orioles were the story of 2012, maybe not even just for Baltimore sports, but in general for this community. The desperation for Baltimore sports fans and Baltimore baseball fans, well, let's just say the mood was between urgent and downright sad. And as I said earlier, you could do an entire show reviewing their moments from this past year. They had so many. So much were they the story that their skipper, Buck Showalter, was recently named Marylander of the Year by the Baltimore Sun. He single-handedly, in my opinion, changed the culture. Jason Hammel, the Game 5 loser, talked to us after the game at Yankee Stadium.
No, we're not going to hang our heads at all. We accomplished a lot of good things and inside this clubhouse. We know what we put into this thing, and sky's the limit for us. You know, we challenged ourselves this year to really do better, and tons of expectations among us. Outside, they say what they want, but we knew we have it in us, and we're going to continue to work hard. This offseason is going to be a grind. We're going to come ready to play next year.
What a season. What a season for the Orioles, and what a year it was in Baltimore sports. That's our countdown. Any comments on it, don't hesitate. Please email me, brett@wbal.com, or find us on Twitter, @BrettHollander. If you missed any part of it, go to wbal.com and our Sportsline show page for the very latest, and you can do that all the time. But we aren't done looking back at the year that was. Keith Mills and Pete Gilbert will join me on the other side of this break with our roundtable discussion from the reporters who covered all these spectacular moments, plays, and events. It's all still to come as we continue to review 2012 right here on Sportsline. That's next on WBAL.